What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kind of Funny Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside the producer slash seducer, Nick Scarpino.
Now, Greg, I normally don't talk a lot on this podcast.
Yeah, it's about time.
But I'd like to say something that I think is important to say, because in the spirit of camaraderie and our friendship, and, you know, we're going into the holidays, and I feel very familial right now. I feel like I want to share the love. I'd like to compliment one Andy Cortez on his shoes today. They're very
dialed match his
in.
Drink.
They match everything. They flow well. They're not ugly as shit.
Oh.
Thank you.
It was positive for a second.
It was
Then it was like talking shit about the other shoes you wear.
You know, whenever Nick is complimenting you, it's an M. Night Shyamalan movie. It's like, where's the twist?
Exactly. Yeah. You know, he's building to something. He's building to something, right?
But
I mean, just happy it wasn't about me. You know what I mean? When he starts into something like that, I was like, oh, this thing.
But the same can be said for the opposite, Andy. Like, whenever I'm dogging on you, we're just right around the corner from a compliment.
From another dog.
Too many dogs.
You got hot Cheetos on you here?
Do
you have some Takis today?
How'd you know?
There it is. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. That's how you know.
I didn't have lunch, so I stopped by the corner store and bought a little hot Fritos. However, there was another corner store I stopped at, and there's like a line outside. What's going on here? And I guess they hit their limit of in-store people. Or maybe it's that school is out.
Oh, so you didn't go to this corner store? With
the first one I didn't go to.
Okay, you just drove by.
It's likely that the first one I went to, there was a line outside because it's like school's out. A lot of little kids are going to get in here and they're probably stealing shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they had a person at the door as it was like they're getting into a club.
Maybe it was exclusive. Maybe it was like an exclusive corner store.
Do you think so?
Anything's possible.
Do you think maybe they were dropping a Supreme shirt that day?
Don't move your mouth.
What was that all about?
He understands references. He feels good about
it's
himself.
It's what he does.
I thought that one was going to get Tim for sure, but he's tough enough to crack today.
You're dead set on not having fun.
Quality like that. Oh, my God.
That was a great one.
Thank you.
Nick usually has Tim eating out of the palm of his hands. It's a tough nut to crack today. So the second store I stopped by, I was like, I'm going to get lunch. Here's a little bag of hot Fritos. I'm buying and eating all those. I got the Cheeto fingers. I got the red.
I'll tell you what. Tim, let me see your ankle.
My ankle?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't like this. I'm wearing new socks today. I feel like they're too low. See,
You are translucent.
Wearing socks, bro.
We aren't sponsored. We're not sponsored by MeUndies today.
Well, we are sponsored. Well, just in general, we're sponsored by MeUndies.
But
I'm always wearing MeUndies.
Okay,
socks.
But I got these. Look at
these. Those are small socks, though.
Well, yeah, but that's the thing. Jen ordered me new boxers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Big news. They make MeUndies, and again, we're not sponsored by MeUndies today, correct?
I don't know.
Who knows?
But we're always sponsored.
We love MeUndies.
Well, I'm MeUndies, so.
I'm just saying hello to them. Shout out, man.
Damn it. All right, we are sponsored by MeUndies, but
yeah,
I swear
this is part of
the thing. So I got the matching Spider-Man MeUndies that are now longer, which is great for my thighs, and have a button, not a button, but a fly that I can open so I have to pull them down like a third grader at a urinal. You know what I'm talking about.
I do know what you're talking about.
But then I got these, so they've just been chilling there, these MeUndies socks with Spider-Man on them.
If you don't want them, I love low socks like that, and I need them because they look cool with all my shoes.
It's so not that I don't like them. It's just that I'm not used to them. As you all know, I was post-college. Guilted for wearing tube socks in the middle of the shin.
I thought, Greg, and I know this is kind of a jump, I thought you were about to say that post-college you wore tidy whities, and I believe it.
I believe it is if you still wore tidy whities.
You know, I'm trying to think. I think it might have just been Seinfeld. I think there was an episode of Seinfeld where they talk about, you know, the tidy whities keeping your balls too close to your body heat, killing your sperm count. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't want that.
I'm out.
I started wearing boxers, you know what I mean? And then I eventually, you know, I didn't want kids. But then I never thought to revert because I just liked the boxer business of it. Then I started wearing the boxer
briefs.
You're
acting like it's like untying your tubes. like back to tidy whities. I couldn't stop wearing these. But I do want to mention that I think this is like the first time I've ever seen Greg Miller's ankles. And I'm also wondering,
really?
Is this similar to your neck thing where if a cold chill hits your ankles and you're not aware of it, time to shit?
Great question.
Because you've never had to experience it.
I'm always wearing the cons, so I don't think ankle chill is the thing that happens a lot. Nor do I think
now it is.
Because it's not even so much, remember, the neck chill. It's just the body chill of being in a supermarket. It's hot outside. You come into a supermarket. Yeah. You're over there looking at a cantaloupe.
Loosens everything up.
You know what I mean? You're over there getting some kale. And
only when you're looking at a cantaloupe.
You know what I mean? I went into a Safeway yesterday. You know, bought a DiGiorno pizza. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you that I was chilly, but I didn't get a chill. I didn't have to poop. It was okay. Everything was all right. Don't worry about it.
That's good. How was that DiGiorno?
Oh, I didn't make it yet. I like to have it on standby.
What happened to the DiGiorno person?
Thank you. This is what I thought when I bought the DiGiorno pizza. Remember?
I don't know. DiGiorno, man. You're out there.
It's not even that. So if you don't know, remember, ladies and gentlemen, we had a kind of funny best friend who ran the socials for DiGiorno, was in the Twitch as DiGiorno, was on Twitter as DiGiorno. Has DiGiorno stopped being funny on Twitter?
I don't know. Everyone tweet at DiGiorno and say, do you still love us?
I mean, I don't see any more DiGiorno interaction, and I got to assume
where's the love?
The social person.
Well, you heard about the Claus and Pickles thing, right?
No.
Remember where I made a big stink on the Twitter one day about Claus and Pickles, and then Claus and Pickles all of a sudden started tweeting and being funny and making a whole bunch of pickle puns and talking to us, and I responded to him one day, and they're like, I was like, thanks for making the pickles. They're like, no, thank you for getting me the job, because like when I interacted with Claus and Pickles that one time on Twitter, Claus and Pickles, the brand, was like, damn, we should do something with a social account. So they hired a social person.
Oh,
but I didn't know.
Then randomly, that person must have been let go, because now Claus and Pickles is just like, thank you for doing this. It's no longer memes and stuff. Now, here's the problem.
I've been thinking this whole time, DiGiorno's gone.
DiGiorno has supported us for a number of years, mm-hmm. right? I still can't spell it.
I got
G.
G-I-O.
Capital G, that was in it.
Oh.
Is there inner caps?
There it is.
Do you think there's a J in there?
I just wasn't putting the, I was going DiGiorno. You know what I mean? I wasn't going DiGiorno.
Like.
Let's see what we got here.
Yeah.
We're looking at their thing now.
Can I talk about my socks while you do that?
It doesn't look like they're being funny anymore.
You got me there, dude.
Like what?
This is the problem, right? How do we
find
what's
out
the right thing to DM DiGiorno? Because I can't just be, are you the same DiGiorno person?
No, you literally,
right?
DM, hey, is it still you?
Is
it
still, hey, what up?
Is it still you?
Yeah,
is it still you? That's
you
a great question. That's
yeah,
it.
Is it still you?
Still you.
Because like it's not only the funny thing you're mentioning, it's also
typo. Is still you?
In your haste.
It's also
I'm on a podcast.
Of gaming kind of interactions. You would always see DiGiorno interacting with Xbox and likely because it was the kind of funny best friend mm-hmm. who was working there. Mm-hmm. And now I'm wondering, do they feel like they got all they needed out of us and they moved on? Time to go to Markiplier or something.
I mean, you know, everything got shooken up so much with the pandemic and stuff like that. You have to imagine people moved on from different roles. But what I was going to say about my socks was that the other day I bought these socks because I like how red they are.
It reminded me of the Portillo socks I have, or Santa socks, yeah.
And look how small they are, right? They don't look that they're that big, right?
No. So
if I'm being honest,
they look like the perfect. Like
that looks like
gloves.
The length,
they look like glove material.
They're very comfortable. But
I have a controversial thing to say here. They might be too comfortable looking. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. They look like the materials you put on your hands for
gloves, warm mittens
mm-hmm. or like a scarf material.
But here's what I'm gonna say to you guys. I'm gonna admit something to you. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna run the risk of you guys using this against me later.
When would we do that to you?
I put my jeans on before my socks. I don't mean to do it.
Oh, you're
but
a fucking
every
psycho.
Time I get dressed,
what
for whatever reason,
fuck?
I put my jeans on and I go, socks. I gotta put socks on still. So I pull them up and I never know how long my socks are. The other day, last night I was gonna go to Punchline, and I was like, maybe I'm not gonna go. Got in my jammies, and then I got a text from one of my friends like, you gotta go tonight, it's gonna be late. I was like, all right, fine. Put the socks on first for the first time. These socks just kept going up. They are knee-high socks.
We need to see. We need to see.
Let's see it. Let's see it.
How high can you get them? Can we get?
Whoa!
Wow. See how high these socks
are? Look at that! Look at that!
Wow!
Ladies and gentlemen.
I was
those are
taken
like,
aback.
That's comical.
This
that's
is like.
He's like compression socks.
Oops! I did it again. Fucking stockings, like schoolgirl stockings.
I am more impressed that your jeans can go that high.
Yeah, well,
like I don't think I could pull my jeans.
But are these real jeans or are these like those like stretchy jeans?
You know,
like
why
Mike
don't
wears.
You fucking mind your own business.
I can identify a fake jean a mile away.
Sit there with your goddamn hard denim in your hard denim life, and let me have a little stretch in my pants.
You stretching that out reminds me of the one time that at the old studio, Greg walked behind me. There's a gif of this. of Greg pulling up his MeUndies underwear. And like, it shocked me that he stretched it up to his nipples.
He has boobs.
And I just couldn't believe it. I was like, no, there's no way that that's what you're wearing right now. But it was. I was just so surprised by the stretchy.
And now think about how low they're going on top of how high they're going. Because, again, I'm wearing the new ones that are, like, the extended, like,
you know. The long John-ish, yeah. Like, you know, not quite like medium those. John.
You got to get the little hole in there. Plop it out, pee.
That's what you're talking
about. Yeah.
It's great.
Not like the button-down butt flap, just like a normal fly to the, you know, the undies, yeah.
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 I just cut a hole.
Nick brought up the word jammies. Changed into some jammies. And, like, we've done hundreds of episodes of the show together, so we must have talked about this at some point, but I don't remember. What are your jammies?
Oh, when we go to bed?
Yeah, like, what's your bed
boxers.
Outfit? I mean, boxers?
A shirt with MeUndies.
Yeah.
That's my nighttime thing.
My nighttime is also a MeUndies shirt, and MeUndies. No socks. You a sock person?
No, fuck no. Yeah. Not in bed. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's
crazy.
Weird.
That's crazy.
You'd have to be a fucking psychopath like
I think anybody who wears socks in bed needs to be, like, looked at.
Yeah, yeah. They suck. I would never do that.
Don't do the lip thing, Nick. Stop the lip thing.
I fucking wear socks all day long. Guys. There's 1 second where I'm not wearing socks in the shower.
Wait,
and if I could get socks, shower socks, I would wear them in the shower.
So Nick wears his socks in bed.
In bed. Get up, I hang the socks, I put my other socks back on, and I go to work.
No, do you take the socks off, then put the jeans on, then put the socks back on?
Yeah, I get out of bed, put my jammy socks on the hook. As you guys know, I wear socks multiple times in a row, and because my feet don't smell. We confirmed that on last week's
podcast. We did confirm that.
I go to take a shower every morning, get out, put the pants on, go, I gotta put the socks on. Always forget the socks on.
I hate you.
Put the socks on, go about my business. I wore the same, there's two pairs of socks hanging on my hooks at any given time. Like big puffy white ones, dad socks, like Snowbike Mike wears now, and then these bad boys.
I hate you.
Does Snowbike Mike wear tidy whities?
No, I mean, not
when he's changing in the fucking Chili's parking lot. I'm just standing there with him.
I would not put it past. Like, he seems like the type of motherfucker that, like, unironic is like, yeah, no, these are my damn things. I tried everything.
Tidy whities, not for my T dubs.
Yeah, oh my God. My
I have, yeah, I do the shirt. Tim, I just, no, whatever shirt. Like, old. It's always usually
you
old
shirt. You
put on
a new shirt, though, to get in. You're not coming from the street and you don't wear the shirt you're wearing right now.
No, I have dedicated like night shirts.
Yeah.
And the reason being, I'm an oily boy. I'm oily.
Sure.
Yeah.
Slide.
Whenever I used to sleep shirtless a lot with only underwear boxers, my mom, who was like such a stickler because she would like wash our sheets, she'd be like,
Mijo, who ate a pizza in bed?
No, she'd be like, the sheets smell like just boofing. Body oil.
Yeah, boofiness.
You need to like wear a shirt. You need to, and I was like, all right. So I started wearing shirts, and I didn't like it at first, but it prevents me from having. And that's the thing, I've always been a night shower. Imagine if I was a morning shower and went to bed with all that oil. Yeah, too much oil. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So now I'm going to bed. I shower first. Go to bed. T-shirt, MeUndies, no socks. Nothing better than a freshly washed sheet, and then going to sleep. Holy cow! I mean, that's heaven. That's a little slice of heaven, Nick.
What about you, Greg?
What's the mood? You know, that's the thing. Yeah, usually I would say it was
like,
the
are
temperature.
You super drunk?
What are the moods? Like, what are the different?
Sure.
It's warm outside. It's a hot evening.
Sure.
You've had not one, not two, but three IPAs, hazy IPAs.
Sure.
There were some wings in there that might have been a little too hot, and now you've had an extra helping of dessert.
Jesus.
What are you going to bed?
I mean, I'm probably mortified by my body. I'm hiding it. I'm going to bed in like a burlap sack.
You're running the wings are too hot. Let's get some dessert.
Two fucking desserts and a bunch of beer.
Well, Greg is wrapping himself in a sleeping bag, then getting into bed.
Because when I overeat on a hot night, I like to just let it all hang out. Al fresco.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Well, that's usually the flip of the coin I think you're getting if you're breaking in. Am I in the T-shirt and the MeUndies? Because we keep calling them MeUndies, I guess. But they are my MeUndies. But this isn't part of the sponsorship. Or am I nudie?
Are you getting a history of violence?
Oh, right. Yeah. When Ed Norton comes
out. Just too naked. No. This, the history of violence was, you're thinking American History X.
Yeah.
History of violence, if I'm not mistaken, in chat.
Oh, Viggo Mortensen.
Viggo Mortensen and the other Russian dude fight naked in the shower.
Yeah.
And it's a brutal, violent fight. But they're both very naked.
I vaguely remember this.
At that time, tug the wiener.
That's what they used to do back in the Greco-Roman days.
I appreciate the God Mike jingle of the wrestling. Ice. Kevin enjoying his beverage.
Yeah, I can't sleep naked.
Oh, really? What about in a hotel?
Eastern Promises.
No, I mean, even then I just feel...
Really?
There's
nothing better than being naked in a hotel bed. Those crisp sheets.
I mean, I'm down, but I have respect for people. And I know myself. And I gotta put it out there that some have been holding back from everybody.
Oh, no.
Dirty asshole.
It's just my butt is often sweaty and wet.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? I'm not trying to get my butt juice.
Swamp ass. You got swamp ass.
Yeah. And it's like, I don't wanna. The world doesn't deserve that. They didn't ask for that.
No, they don't want it.
No.
Victoria's Games says hotel sheets are nasty in the Patreon chat. Guess what? Everything in the fucking hotel is nasty.
Yeah.
What do you want me to do? What do you want me to fucking do?
I mean, isn't everything nasty everywhere?
Also, a great point, Kev.
Everywhere is nasty.
That's why you got to live your life. Surfaceness.
Yeah.
I don't sleep naked in the hotels, not because I have any sort of moral objection to it.
Yeah.
They just don't. The blankets just aren't thick enough.
And I like. Oh man!
Here's what I like to do in the hotels.
Yeah.
I get in, I crank the air conditioning down to like 67. I like to walk in and have my eyes
go, it's too cold.
It's too cold. And then I like to get underneath the blankets.
I feel like it's always 62.
But I've gotten to a point in hotels where I'm like, I want it to be cold outside but warm inside. And I've no lie, have taken the towels off of the extra towels and put them on top of the bed because the blankets aren't warm enough.
That's a pro move.
Why don't you just call them and say, I need more blankets?
I don't want to sound needy.
Oh. I have no problem sounding needy at a hotel. The amount of times I'm like, hey, yeah, you know how you guys have the pillow with the stuffing? I need the ones with the foam in it. And they'll bring you different pillows.
Do you remember the time we went to Scottsdale for the meet and greet?
Yeah.
And we all stayed in that Airbnb.
So cold.
And it was so cold that I went into the closet and I found a plastic bag that the duvet came in. And I've snuggled into that and put the duvet on top of me.
I don't think I've recovered since then.
You've never been warm since then?
I think that had long-lasting effects on my health. I still think about just how much my head hurt that night. Like, my skull was cold. This is a fucking nightmare.
I don't like this. Cameron Kennedy, who's usually on our side, is Greg is a germaphobe only 85% of the time. What do you people want me to fucking do? I've been sent on the road to see your fucking goddamn jackass faces, all right? Yeah, I gotta sleep somewhere, so I gotta sleep in a hotel.
You don't have to do it naked, though.
Why not? Well, it's not? The sheets aren't what's gonna get me. The bed bugs are what's gonna get me. Right. And if they're there, they're already there. The fact that every other motherfucker's walked on these carpets and pressed their dirty ass shit into it, that's gonna be there.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just gotta grip it and rip it, all right?
I'm in the hotel,
I'm fucking drinking overpriced coffee, and I'm having a great time. That's what life gotta be sometimes.
There's nothing more freeing. Nothing more freeing than fighting that the concession thing. First day, you're like, I'm not going to eat any of the snacks. Second day, I'm like, I'm breaking. Third day, you're like, you know what? I fucking deserve it.
Yeah.
I deserve that $15 tiny little bag of kettle corn.
Go into RTX and spend $11 on a little bag of M&M's.
Just a little bag where you're like, it's over. And
that's
like,
luxury.
Oh,
that's true luxury.
I mean, you got to treat yourself sometimes. Yeah. You deserve it. Mm-hmm. You got cool shoes.
He's a Hispanic heartthrob, Texas Street, Latino Heat. Clicking heads and ripping them to shreds. The Globetrotting headshot nitro rifle. From twitch.tv, Andy Cortez.
How good do you think you need to get at piano for us to do Late Night with David Letterman and you could be my Paul Schaefer?
Oh, I like that. But he plays bass, though, didn't he?
Oh, Paul Schaefer's the piano guy.
Oh, piano guy. Oh, I guess I'm thinking of like
Kevin.
Hey, he says a joke, he goes, hey, Paul, you hear? I feel like that always happened.
You can do it. You can get the whammy bar thing.
Oh, yeah,
you
can do that. I mean, I would need to be way better than I am now because, like, Paul Schaefer is a very good musician.
He's pretty good.
You're pretty good.
And I could do that with guitar.
What's he doing now?
Paul Schaefer?
Yeah.
Cash and checks? Okay. I don't know. I mean, this guy made a lot of money probably on The Late Show.
That's a really great question.
Come on.
I was going to say, why you introduced him?
And of course, he's Forbes 30 under 30, a.k.a. the second best baby blues in San Francisco, a.k.a. the engaged one at Tim Geddes.
What's the most? Paul Schaefer is 72 years old.
Sure.
Yeah.
Why does Paul Schaefer always wear glasses?
That's what you wanted. You took the mic with just all you had was he was 72.
Why he wears glasses in an interview from 2004. Says, I bought them immediately with my prescription and wore them in a rock number for the sitcom, recounts Schaefer. When the show was canceled, Schaefer returned to SNL. I continued to wear those big white glasses on SNL as my personal homage to Elton John, he says. But I also realized those glasses got my attention. That's an article from 2004. What did you want to know?
What's he doing?
What's he doing? now.
Like I see, I turn on Netflix every so often, yeah. right? And I see what's up and I go find something. And I see my next guest, you know, with David Letterman or whatever. Love I never that. Clicked on it though. You know what I mean?
It's good.
His beard looks too much like Dan Reichert's. I don't like it.
It's a really, really good
Is Paul
good
Schaefer
show.
On it at all?
No. I don't think he had Paul on it. But it's a, there's been, some of them not great, but some of them have been really, really good episodes. Jay-Z. Just really good interviews. Good
episode. In 2020, Schaefer and his wife contracted COVID.
They didn't make it.
No, they're both still living. Oh,
okay, but maybe okay. we skip to the end of the Wikipedia and see where that is.
Where it says, what's he doing now? Like, what's his career
current,
now?
Current thing, you know? Career trajectory.
You look at that all
the time.
Of course, everybody, this is the Kinda Funny podcast each and every week. Four, sometimes five. Best friends gather on this table. Everybody coming to hang out with each other and have a good time. If you want to hang out and have a good time with us, go to patreon.com/kindoffunny. Over there, you could be watching us record the show live, just like Kyle is. Kyle says, is my wife a psychopath? She puts ice cream in the microwave to soften it.
No, I've heard
no.
that.
No, I've done
horrifying.
That.
That's
I've done
horrifying.
That. You don't just do it. You do like 3 seconds.
10 seconds max. Yeah,
not
yeah.
even, yeah.
It's one of those where I would never, Kevin, I'm with you that it's horrifying. What I like to do
Thank
is...
You.
Eating anything is sexual, right? And so I like. So I like. You put it out there, right? And that's the foreplay, right? That's just in there. You're getting excited.
Stop doing that thing.
Don't look at me.
Don't look at Andy. Don't do anything you're doing.
Andy, what's worse, the hand thing or my lips?
They're both equally on.
You're just sitting there. You're getting ready. You know what I mean? You're getting ready for some action.
I really want to understand what you're even saying here.
Are you just saying
so as opposed to warming up the ice cream, you're literally saying that watching the ice cream and licking your lips, like that's part of the foreplay?
I'm saying you take the ice cream and you scoop it. You put it there, right?
Yeah.
Oh, it's too cold for my teethums. You sit there and you just look.
I don't think that's the problem
You're
ever.
You're getting excited.
You're comparing that to boredom.
It's the anticipation. It's the anticipation.
You tell her, like, stop teasing me, baby.
How have you stayed married this long? I get what you're saying, though. It's the anticipation, right? It's too hard to get into. You can't get it. You're like, I gotta crack this now. And then when it gets to that perfect level of cold, where it's a little malleable, yeah. that's when you start fucking sure. handling it. I love that, man.
As a kid, we had these little ice cream bowls when my parents bought. It was a bad move, but they had them. They were like, imagine like a goblet, but then it had like a flower print on the side and had like edges or whatever. They had these things, right? And I remember, I'd get some ice cream, and my thing was I would like to put my hands around it, right? And I had to warm it up a little bit to soften it a little bit.
Sure.
And then eventually start, like, I would mix it, get into really like a pasty thing, and then eat it that way.
Oh, I like
Not
that.
Like soup. More of an oatmeal consistency.
No, I used to do the same thing. I used to love that. That used to be my favorite thing that ice cream would get to, where it looks like a glue almost.
Sure, yeah.
And I used to pretend in my brain that it's like putty. Yeah, exactly. I don't know why. It was just fun.
Don't shake your head.
There's too much things to shake my head at. Like,
God, I hate the idea of like a fucking 12-year-old Greg Miller.
No, I was way younger than that.
Getting his ice cream ready and like just fucking
getting
hard
his rocks off. Yeah. Like,
just hard as a rock under there. Like, I'm prepping my ice cream. This is so seductive.
I didn't know at the time. All right, I didn't know it was gonna eventually
be
like
12.
Sex.
Everyone was 12 once.
You didn't know what was going on with that, you know?
In 98, Schaefer was on Hollywood Squares.
Oh, Andy. This is not as helpful as you thought it would be. Of course, ladies and gentlemen, if you go to patreon.com/kindoffunny, you could be watching us record the show live right now. You could get the show ad-free. You could be a producer. You could get 38 episodes of monthly exclusive bonus content all on patreon.com/kindoffunny. But if you have no bucks to toss our way, it's no big deal. You can get the show for free on youtube.com/kindoffunny and podcast services around the globe.
That was awesome.
Each and every week. Of course, if you're on the Epic Game Store, please use the creator code KINDOFFUNNY to support us. You can also use that in Fortnite, Rocket League, and of course, Rumbleverse, wherever you're playing those games. You can put in KINDOFFUNNY and it doesn't cost you anything. Even if you download free stuff, it benefits us. Speaking of free, you can write in to be part of the show at kindoffunny.com/KFPodcast. Is that
I'm
correct?
Getting nothing yeah. on Schaefer, right? Dude. Like, he was on The Masked Singer in 2018.
That show's been on since 2018?
Dude, that show's been going forever.
So. Wow. Yeah.
It's new still.
I know it's a single episode. Crush it. KF Podcast. KFPodcast.
I know what you mean. That it does feel like the show's been on forever.
I haven't
forever.
Seen a single episode either. I've honestly not. Like I haven't even seen a clip of it. Yeah, it does.
Oh, you're crazy. No, what do you mean you haven't seen a clip of it?
I just haven't. I've seen images, I've seen like things, but I've never actually seen like
Rudy Giuliani was on it.
Remember they this? Walked off. They were pissed.
Ken Jeong.
I heard all about this.
Walked off stage. He was like, I don't want to entertain this.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna be here. This weekend I had a really fun-filled weekend.
Tell me all about it.
We had Day of the Devs.
Uh-huh.
Which was a blast. My first in-person anything, company-wise, like in years, and it was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. To be there seeing a bunch of games with a bunch of cool people. Still, Mike was there. Blessing was there. Roger was there.
But there were cool people too, you said.
Tell you.
I got it.
Like, comment, subscribe. The best part of it was that Tim Schafer went on stage while I was playing Mina the Hollower, the new Yacht Club game. People who made Shovel Knight in it.
Yeah.
Playing Mina the Hollower. Tim Schafer's on stage, popping off, doing just being cool as shit.
Yeah.
I finished that. So I'm leaving the demo. Tim Schafer walking by me, taps you on the shoulder. What's up, Benny?
Nice.
That's so cool.
Dude knows you.
That's so fucking cool.
Dude knows you.
So cool. So then I meet up with all the dudes, and we're like, hey, you all can keep playing these games. Because a couple of esports legends, me and Roger and Snowbike Mike, we got to go watch the League of Legends Worlds final.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Riot for getting us in and putting us on the media list. It was awesome as hell. We couldn't unfortunately, we missed the whole Lil Nas X live performance.
What happened?
Nick, about 7 different people told us to go to 7 different places to get to the media entrance.
Sure.
While I have an email being like, where is this? And every person, every clueless motherfucker at the Chase Center, like, well, you got to check in your bag for something. Like, I don't need to check in my bag. I'm media. Fucking point it. And they're like, oh, opposite side. You got to go to the. Walking around, we got our steps in. Let me tell you what. We kept on walking around the Chase Center, not knowing where to go. Every person kept telling us to go to a different spot. The amount of times that we said, no, they already told us that that's not right. You know, the amount of times we said that was just unbelievable. We're walking in circles left and right. And we finally find the media place. And there's nobody there to let us in because they're watching Lil Nas X perform.
Yeah, makes sense.
And I ended up watching some of the clips on YouTube. It's up right.
There was a part where he's like, where's my friend Andy? Is Andy here?
He said, I thought I heard that. I thought he said something like that.
It was very awkward because he was like, shout out to Andy. Everyone be cool. Where's Andy? And the whole silent.
The coolest thing, though, was like just the production. This was like Super Bowl levels live production type shit where the gigantic floor is all LED, like a huge sort of circle on the ground. And they had these really cool things where they had these like clear screens that they were projecting shit onto. Like when I say clear screens, I mean like a net almost, like
a thing. Screen.
Yeah. But like you could see through it and it's like you could see the crowd behind it, but it looked awesome as hell on the presentation or on the YouTube video. So that was cool. We just didn't see any of it, unfortunately. But we finally got in our seats. Once the performance was done, there was a guy trying to like tag along. Mike said that he was pulling a mic where we all finally walk into the media place and the security guy's like, oh, they'll be right back here to check you in. They're just watching the concert or whatever. And this guy's with us and he's like, you got tickets? And I was like, no, we're media. And he just like stayed there with us. And then eventually was like, can y'all let me in? And Roger's like, nah, man, sorry. And he's like,
and Mike's like, hey, what's your name, dude? You want to get lunch?
Like, he tried to pull it, but it's like, you wouldn't have been on the list, so you wouldn't have been able to go in anyway.
Right.
He thought we had, like, you know, he thought we could just, like, nah, he's with us, whatever. So he apparently told them a sob story that he had bought fake tickets to this event.
Sure.
16,000 people watching video games happen. Absolutely unreal.
Correct.
Filled the Chase Center. Like, 16,000 people is a lot of people, and this place was, like, fucking rocking, dude. It was so hilarious to, like, watch a big play happen and the crowd go crazy. Did I have a stern talking to with Snowmike Mike about him wandering off? Yes. We had a heart-to-heart.
Talk to me a little bit about this, because, yeah, I saw you tweet about it. There was a Twitter thread. I can try to get it up in time. But I saw Stella chimed in. It seemed like, once again, he was on the lam. Is that right?
No, but it doesn't surprise me. Having talked to Mike about what he did, Mike does this thing where I mean to be fair, it's awesome, but it's a Mike thing where he just walks And then if he encounters a roadblock that he knows he's not supposed to be there, he has this confidence and he just keeps going. And people just let him into places.
Yeah, let me.
It's very strange.
Let me read from Andy's thread here. Kevin, I sent it to Assets, too.
Because if it were me, I would say, I'm sorry, sir, I'm not supposed to be here. And the guy would go, you're not. And he would say, get the fuck
away. I mean, I've said for years, go get Mike.
Go get Mike.
Andy starts his thread with 16,000 people watching a bunch of bot diffing all over the place. Crazy.
And then I know nothing about League of Legends at that moment, so I was like, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, but this is cool.
But let me scroll down on this thread. This is what it's like hanging out with Snowbike Mike. He abandoned me and Raj Former, and we haven't seen him in about 40 minutes. And then it's a photo of Roger there with a Corona. Very nice, Roger.
There was two different moments where there was a desertion.
Right.
Where there was an escape, where I think the first time Mike was maybe gone for about 20 minutes or so.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
He went to go say hi to Stella, who was like a bit above us. She was in the media section. She works for IGN, for people who don't know. And then he came back.
Well, hold on. Click on the photo of Raj, not to full frame it, but to get to that tweet. Because to that tweet, Stella says, wait, he's not with you? He said he'd be right back, and I haven't seen him, lol. And then Mike responds, I see you from across the arena. Mm-hmm. Like, he has somehow gone from being with you guys to across the arena. You can see Andy there in that very bright jacket. Great for spotting him.
Yeah, damn, Andy. Yeah. I love that.
Did you see where Mike was? Did you catch where he was?
He ended up getting on a Discord call with Roger and was saying, I'm over here. Look at me. I got into a box. And this is about 50 minutes.
Mm-hmm. I got into a box.
Him being missing.
Yeah.
And I'm annoyed as all hell. And that's why we had a heart-to-heart the other night. And I was like, why don't be like this? If you're going to go adventure, think about your friends who might want to adventure with you.
With you.
Yeah. Don't leave. And he was like, okay, I hear you loud and clear. To be fair, like, I'm always used to doing this alone.
He's full of shit, dude.
Yeah,
he doesn't listen to you at all. He doesn't care. He's going to do it again. He's a bad friend to hang out with.
None of what you said to him sunk in, and he doesn't respect you at all.
No, I think it may have sunk in. Let's just say that, like, some alcohol was in my system, and I was yelling. Let's just say that.
Ah, shit.
Here he comes.
Oh, here he comes.
Get a mic. Get a
mic. Kevin, can we get him a stick mic? We need a stick mic for Mike Howard, everybody.
I'm sure he's just going to grab it.
He's going to grab it. He's turning it on.
Here's what his defense is going to be. Andy, I was gone for a game. Do you know how long League of Legends games are?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Close to an hour at some moments.
We're getting the stick mic. Mike came in hot, by the way.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he just came in from... He's starring in the Theranos play. So he's here dressed in that.
Yeah, how's your blood machine doing?
Nice job. I'm glad you understand
that. I got you.
Hello, Nick, Tim, Greg.
Hey. Yeah.
And game two, Andy. Okay, let's talk about this real quick, everybody. Your boy Snowbike Mike. I saw my guy Door Boy Danny. Gave him the look. Door Boy Danny said, come on in. Enjoy box seats for a game.
Did you know Danny?
Yeah, of course. And so I said, Door Boy Danny.
Wait, how do you know Door Boy Danny?
He does not know Danny.
I made friends with Door Boy Danny. Okay. Right?
He says, I made friends with Door Boy Danny just right now. Like, he had made friends with the bartender when I thought, oh, so you know
Royce?
Him?
No, I just Royce, the bartender, is now my friend. And now, whenever I take out on a cute date, I'm going to see Royce at the bar because it's a nice bar.
At the Chase Bar.
No, this is a different downtown bar.
Another
downtown
place he abandoned me and Roger at.
Here's the deal. Andy and Roger are comfortable seating. I'm out taking a walk on the concourse like any sports fan does see a brand new arena. I take a right. Door Boy Danny, we make friends. We get small talk. And he says, you want to see the box seats? I said, Door Boy Danny, I would love to see the box seats. He sets me up. It's the start of game two. The game is now underway.
Are you alone in the box right now?
That's awesome. I'm alone in the box having great seats. Quick, I can finally see the screen. Mind you, I don't have my glasses, so I can't see the screen where Andy's sitting.
Right? Useless!
And so here's the deal. I'm enjoying the game.
You should have brought the fake glasses.
It's one full game. The game ends. It's now game three. Yeah. I return. Andy is gone. Roger says he didn't want any. He just left. I said, okay. Well, we're in for a treat because this is going five. And we sat there till five more games.
Wait, you left? Incredible. You just left the event?
Just left.
I left. I didn't think it was going to go the distance. And also, I wanted to beat traffic.
Sure. Wow.
Beat traffic after it was tied up 1-1. It was best of the first to three.
A dad move. Same fucking shit my dad said at the SummerSlam 1994. Undertaker versus Undertaker.
And you missed it. It's League of Legends. I don't know what the fuck is really happening, right? I'm not super involved in it. I watched the rest of it on Twitch from the comfort of my own home. That don't turn this into
hey,
this.
Hey, you turned it on me. I just had to give the real. Really
I didn't
quick.
Turn. I didn't turn anything on you.
Homeboy left after game two and became
how does that involve anything else?
That's all. That's all. That
how? What does it have to do with anything
I
else?
Heard Little Nas came back out looking for you.
Mike keep saying the whole Andy, time we're arguing. He's going, Andy, I was gone a game. It's like you left at the end of game one, mm-hmm. and you came back.
At the start of game three.
At the start of game, when game three had just started.
That's a game.
Which is when
that's
I left.
Game. That's a game.
That's yeah. one game, ladies and yeah. gentlemen.
About an hour.
Yeah.
An hour. Andy, he's gone.
Here's what
an hour.
Here's what I'm asking.
Victorious games. Andy left. That's worse than what Snowbike Mike yeah. did.
Left. I left because I'm sick of his ass. I'm in the Discord being like, you're fucking awful. You're a bad you're friend awful. Right now. Why would you just leave us here?
Cody Hagler. Ha ha ha. Looks like Andy's in the wrong
hands. Invite us with you.
Mike, I feel like we should. I'd like to make one note. Like, you are just, you're arguing with the guy that was don't. Hanging out with you.
Well, Ashimo, can't believe Andy bailed on him like that.
Three people that weren't.
Andy, if you want to leave this pleased. Podcast yeah. early too, I understand. Yeah, yeah.
Chat's not going to be pleased when they hear the truth. That's the issue. You left at the start of game three. There was three more games we played. That's three full hours of League of Legends of hang time, right?
And what did like, you and Roger get into afterwards, too?
Oh, my God. So get this. So now media, of course, gets to be invited down below into the barrels of the beast, the belly of the beast,
sure, yeah, yeah.
for post-game press conferences.
About
I look
four
at Roger
later.
I say, this is going to be a great time, Roger. We're going to go down where they interview Steph Curry, LeBron,
yeah,
Draymond.
Yeah.
It's a big deal for
hell
me.
Yeah.
He goes, Mike, I'm really tired. I said, Roger, I need to give you give me 5 minutes. We have to see this.
Yeah.
So sure enough, we go down there. We get to see this stunning interview section. And now I know. I'm in the belly of the beast, of
yeah,
course.
Yeah, yeah.
So, just like anyone would do, the Chase employee doesn't care at all. She's like, I don't know where the exit is. Walk down that way. So me and Roger are walking down the hallway. I looked at him and I said, don't say anything. Just follow me. Where'd we end up, Greg Miller?
On the court.
Center stage on the court. Where's Andy yeah. Cortez?
Why do I care about that?
Confetti is falling on us.
I don't care.
Taking beautiful photos.
Show me some photos.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to be there. Why would I
Why did you go in the first place then if you didn't want to be
because
there?
Because I wanted to watch some of the event with my friend who left for over an hour.
Oh, my God. Look at this.
He left for an hour.
Eat your heart out, Stella, from IGN.
These people don't know. They've never gone
and so,
anywhere with
the
Mike,
moral
you know
of the
I mean?
Story, just he, so you
he's
know.
He's dazzling with the end of everything.
Yeah. And it's like, I understand Andy's mad. And, like, he's my bro. You know what I mean?
I
Kevin's on the outside. Kevin's my bro, too. But Kevin's really mad at me. Here's the moral of the story.
Why am I mad,
These are two bros that have never hung out with each other.
Zero.
Yeah. Never had real-life interactions.
Never understood them.
They're two cavemen who suck at communicating.
They're hitting sticks
and the
and
moral of
together.
The story, just like love, sex, and stuff,
yeah.
is, hey, communication mm-hmm. works both ways, right? Now, did Snowbike Mike, Jabroni Boy, could have reached out to Roger and Andy? Hey, I'm sitting in the box. I'll be there in a minute. Sure, could have.
Sure.
But... could my homeboy Andy Cortez have called and said, hey, what the heck?
I
could have.
So I'm just
shit,
blown
dude.
Away that he's turning
so
this. I can't believe that this is being, that it's my fault for being like, you're gone for an hour. Well, before it was an hour, it was about 15 to 20 minutes beforehand during game one, where Snowbike Mike wanders off.
Eventually
comes back and then says like, there's a restroom up there. There's cool shit up there. I was like, oh, cool. Good to know. There's a restroom up there. Within 5 minutes, he leaves again. Where is he? We don't know. Time keeps going. Time mm-hmm. keeps going. Mm-hmm. Eventually, I see the photo from where he's at. This is about an hour later. I've got a box. And I'm at this point, I'm just like, I came here to hang out with you. You're not here. What's the point of being here? I don't know when you're going to come back. If you're going to come back, I'm leaving. That's the whole point of this.
I mean, Jeremy kind of sums up the argument. So Mike bailed for an hour and Andy bailed for 3 hours. I think it's the moral of the story, if we're going to put it all. The moral story is just, you want to stick to Mike like white on rice. Yeah. This kid's going to have adventures. He's going to have a great time. What happened to you and Roger? You sat there like bumps on a pickle. He had one sad beer and then got tired. And Mike's out here living the dream. And then when Roger
would've loved an invite.
When Roger did stick with Mike, what happened? He gets on the floor.
Magic.
He gets down there for the press
Magic.
Conference.
Happens. Mm-hmm.
Don't care.
I work for WWE, and the next time I take Mike to a WWE show, I'm not leaving his side.
You better watch.
You shouldn't. You shouldn't.
We're gonna be
He'll end up getting a DDT.
Be flipping some pancakes at people.
I think the problem, Andy, is that you just never say yes to adventure.
Oh. Oof. Ooh, that's tough.
Andy, this should not be turning on you.
It's not.
But we all knew it would. That was the issue.
Out of the six people involved right now, two of them have hung out with Mike, and three of them have not.
No, Nick Rapino has.
I've hung out with Mike, and I'll tell you one thing right now. Mike is the kind of guy, he hears the knock on the door, a little knock. Right? What's that? And a lot of people go, don't worry, it's probably just the mail guy. Fucking bring me some mail. I don't need it. But Mike goes, no, that might be adventure. And when he opens the door, sure enough, it is adventure. And adventure says, Mike, would you like to come with me?
And I say, hell yes.
He says, hell yes.
Thank By you so himself. Much for,
thank Doesn't you for having me on this podcast. I had a great time with Door Boy Danny in the box seats.
Yeah.
He left after game two. Always remember that. We had three full games. Person. That's 3.5 hours of content. Andy was gone. I was only gone for one game. Ladies and gentlemen.
One game.
I rest
an hour.
My case. Thank you, everyone.
An
Thank
hour.
You. Thank you.
He thinks he wins
this. Clap for that.
He thinks he wins this.
The one question I think that's really up in the air is like, did he throw the jeans on when he heard himself get talked about in this podcast and run out here? Because you know he wasn't wearing them before this, you know?
Well, I think he was for the KFFO. Yeah,
he but he didn't was. Take them off in between? That doesn't he sound was. Like Mike. All right,
he's been rocking it all day. Mike's been a scene today. Like, I mean, you all just saw it. But, like, we have a conference room which has glass walls, right? So you can just look into it. Nick and I look in. Mike just has his legs up chilling. And he's, what did you say? Because it was so accurate.
I say he looks like a French art thief.
Yeah. It was like so fucking perfect. Like, you know,
I love it. I'm so sick of him. The fact that he thinks he wins this and that he is in the right blows my mind. He's when mercurial. We were arguing the other night and he was like, Andy, you're not communicating with me. I'm like, Mike, you said you just walked off. And his defense was, I went to the restroom and then I kept walking. What's wrong with that? I'm like, that's fine if it's 15 minutes, but when it's an hour and I don't know when you're going to get back, fuck it, I'm going to leave. Like, I love Roger, but I came to hang out with both of them. Mm. And I also don't really know what's happening a whole lot in this match. I'm going to go home. Like, I came here to hang out. And if you're gone the whole time, and the fact that he turned it around on me and said, you're not communicating with me, I was like, there's nothing that's going to get through to you on this one. But eventually we apologized, and I was like, I'm sorry for getting heated. He was like, I'm sorry for being the way I am. I'll know next time. But then he came in and did this.
Oh, no, this.
Yeah, he came in and did this, and now, like, clearly nothing was learned. No lessons were learned.
Zero lessons.
He's going to do it again.
Regression, actually.
He's going to walk away, and that's my fault for not asking where is he going.
Yeah. How did Roger take being the little brother in this scenario where you clearly didn't want to hang out with him, you just wanted to hang out with Mike, and then when it was just you guys, you're like, ah.
No, he kept discording and texting us saying, come to the box, Roger. And I said, and Roger was like, I'm not going to the box. I'm here. I have a good seat. What's the point? Like, we're not.
Well, boxes are better.
We're not crowded or anything. Like, there's.
Seat, box.
A seat.
Have you ever
been
in the Chase Center box, you know?
So eventually I was like, well, you might as well go to the box because I'm leaving.
Why didn't you go to the box?
Because I was pissed off. I'm annoyed. He's been gone for over an hour.
But he sounds like he got you a cool box.
He didn't get us a cool box. He ended up coming back to the spot.
Well, because he cares about you and he wanted to be your friend. You know?
This is
not worth it.
This is pointless.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get into some housekeeping. Of course, the Black Panther re-review is live right now. It's getting us ready for Wakanda Forever. Of course, you could go watch the re-review right now on youtube.com/kindoffunny and listen on the in-review podcast feeds. And then, of course, you could catch us recording Wakanda Forever on patreon.com/kindoffunnyfriday. Get it for free everywhere. youtube.com/kindoffunny on Monday. Thank you to our Patreon producers. And there's a lot, so everybody strap in. Morgan Lorraine, Fargo Brady, Hillary Bernard, id_Raven, Starkzilla, right? Yeah. Okay. Somebody keeps writing in saying, I know my name's hard to pronounce, but then I'm like, I don't ever see your name, so I don't know which one that is. Maybe that was them.
I've been updating thing with how you pronounce it.
Okay, so. Well, that's not, it doesn't matter. Delaney Twining, Christopher Rodriguez, the kind of funny Destiny 2 PC Clan, Corey Turnipseed, Tall Tree 81, Trent Berry, Joseph A. Carlson, Tranquil Uranium, Macro, 1UP Pest Control, Alex J. Sandoval, James Hastings, Colin Hujunel, Carrie Palmer, Skylar Peterson, Casey Andrew, Elliot, Brian Cheney, Casey Kern, Greg, 2 G's in the front, 2 G's in the back, Trevor Starkey, Adam, Jacob Molfelt, Super Daddy Kyle, Undertopian, David Mintel, Jordan from Kansas, boo, Cameron Bowes, Jay Kolbs, David Huzenga, Jerica Hannah, Molecule, Nathan Lamoff, Monica.
Monica.
Delaney Twining, again. Ryan Anderson, Kenny Kimble, Eric Velasquez, Ivan Quiz, Scotty Wyatt, Alex Gretel, Mama Murr, Al Tribesman, the Predator, Jacob Meyer, Stefan Stryker, Gordon McGuire, Burt Meg, a totally normal name, Jason L, James Davis, a.k.a. at James Davis Makes, Mick, at the Nanobiologist, Abramson, Arrow Joe, DJ Kento on Twitch, Ryan T from Tennessee, Derek Gereg, Donald Eccles, Short Fuse 06, Jordan Harrison, and Sean Valoric. They were brought to you by Factor, Me Undies, and Shady Rays, and hey, let's hear from them right now.
Shout out to Shady Rays for sponsoring this episode. Shady Rays has all the essentials you need to make summer complete. Shady Rays sunglasses offer an industry-best combination of fit, style, and performance without the big brand price tag. Shady Rays offers the most insane protection program in all of eyewear. Every pair is backed by lost and broken replacements. If you lose or break your pair, even on day one, they will send you a brand new pair. They also provide 10 meals to fight hunger in America with every order and have donated over 20 million meals to date. Look good in your shades and feel good by making an impact. If you don't love them, exchange for a new pair or return them for free within 30 days. There is no risk when you shop with Shady Rays. Their team always has your back. Exclusively for y'all listening right now, Shady Rays is giving out their best deal of the season. You can go to ShadyRays.com and use code KINDAFUNNY for 50% off 2+ pairs of polarized sunglasses. Try for yourself the shades rated 5 stars by over 200,000 people. And there you go. Check it out. Shout out to Factor, a ready-to-eat meal delivery. They shop, prep, cook, and deliver to your door so you can just enjoy chef-crafted, dietitian-approved meals during the holidays, minus the hassle. Plus, with 34 meals per week, including Gourmet Plus, Keto, Calorie, Smart, Vegan Plus, Plus Veggie, and 36-plus weekly add-ons, you'll have plenty of nutritious, flavorful options to choose from. Moving into the new studio has totally changed Gia and I's day-to-day routine, but luckily, Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals make it easy for her to fuel up fast at home and save time with meals delivered ready to heat and eat in just 2 minutes. Factor has everything you need for a week of flavorful, nutritious eats. In addition to ready-to-eat meals, they have cold-pressed juices, smoothies, energy bites, extra protein, veggie sides, and more. Head to go.factor75.com/kindoffunny60 and use code kindoffunny60 to get 60% off your first box. That's code kindoffunny60 at go.factor75.com/kindoffunny60 to get 60% off your first box. And shout out to Me Undies. The holidays are officially upon us, and it's time to start celebrating, like actually celebrating. It's your holiday too, so you should be able to relax and do what you love. If that means watching every single seasonally themed rom-com, so be it. Live your life, do your thing. It's the most wonderful time of the year to try Me Undies because they're currently offering a very merry deal. You can get 20% off your first purchase with free standard shipping and free returns when you go to MeUndies.com/kindafunny. Y'all already know how much I love Me Undies. Even right now, I'm wearing Me Undies socks, I'm wearing Me Undies undies, and this very t-shirt is made of the same soft, beautifully soft micromodal fabric that Me Undies is famous for. Their undies, loungewear, and sleepwear are made out of the softest, most supple fabric you have ever felt, and that is a fact. They're available in sizes extra small all the way up through 4XL. Me Undies has what you need to make all your favorite people smile this holiday season, all in one convenient place. Feel free to start thinking about yourself now. You can get 20% off your first order, free shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee by going to MeUndies.com/kindafunny. That's MeUndies.com/kindafunny.
Of course, ladies and gentlemen, you wouldn't have had to hear those ads if you were on Patreon.com/kindafunny, mm-hmm. and you could be watching live. Just like everybody over there is Cody Hagler. And the Hagler, you know, Melissa and Cody are always in the chat. They were divided on your issue. I want you to know that, okay?
I saw Cody Hagler saying, like, Andy, I want to help you. And it's like, then just understand if a friend leaves you for an hour, that that's not a good thing. Also, Burt Meg's back.
Yeah.
Great.
I'll prepare pressure to go away. Don't worry.
I'll shame him.
Still Chewy writes into Patreon. No, I'm sorry. KindaFunny.com/KF podcast, just like you can for free, and says, hey, gang, I'm a Florida native, and I've only left the state a couple of times. I've never seen snow, and I have never been in a basement.
What?
Interesting.
This is what a random combo of things.
I think Florida doesn't have basements.
Yeah.
You've never been in a basement?
No, I slept in a basement
Thank
one
you.
Time. But in Boston, it was like a weird thing. It was just a one-time thing. It was my first time seeing a basement. That's the only time I've seen a
hold
basement.
Hold on. I need to rewind a little bit. Why did you get all upset at him? You've never been in a basement? Like, do you know for a fact he's been in a basement?
Oh, yeah.
Is there a basement story we know?
I can't tell you about it. Okay.
Okay.
Just making this up.
I'm just saying, I don't know that Andy's been in the basement or not.
Isn't your office technically like the basement?
That's what I was wondering.
I heard Jen call it that today.
Well, it's because remember, it's on a hill. So, like, it's partially, like, there. But, like, the front of the house it would be, like, the first floor. So, I don't think
it counts. So, garage, we understand what a garage is. Like, what is a basement?
I think it's below the dirt.
So, like, could a room be a basement just by default of being below the dirt?
I think any room.
I think it has to be fully underground, right? Like, I think that, in my mind, is what a basement is.
A basement or cellar is one or more floors of a building that are completely or partially below the ground floor. It generally is used as a utility space for a building where such items as furnace, water, heater, yada, yada, yada.
Because, like, basement level, is a basement level different than basement?
No, usually it's just that's like underneath whatever where you would arrive from first the street floor. Level is.
The lobby.
So whatever's like level with street level, that's the lobby of a building. You go down one, that's the basement. You go down below that, that's the kill house.
Here in the Bay Area, we've got a lot of homes that are built on hills. Right. So, that makes it. So if you go to what's this area called? Brisbane, which is just south of San Francisco. Kind of by the airport.
Which I always thought you were actually talking about Australia there.
No, where I started working at IGN.
That's right. A lot of houses are built on the hill. And a lot of times, that first floor you can access by just driving up to it. That's where the main entrance. And then to access the floors that are lower than that, because they'll have two or three floors, you have to either go outside or there's stairs inside. But it is going down. None of that would be basement level floors, right?
No, I feel like no, because I think that if you're building, that's a good question. Because I feel like normal basements are there when it's not in the case of it being a hill. I feel like that's too specialized.
A basement, the house I grew up in, or I guess the second house, was a basement where it was like, that's where they had the TV. We were underneath the ground. We had window wells.
Yeah.
So, we had windows, but you would look out, and then it would be, like, a well up to the light. Like, it wouldn't be like you were right there. We weren't ground-level windows. We were beneath the ground. Mm-hmm. You looked up that way. Mm-hmm. That's a basement.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, there's a tornado go in the basement. You go down there. You got the unfinished basements, mm-hmm. right? That are just concrete slabs that all your friends hang on.
That's where, like, that 70s show does.
Right.
That's the basement.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. This has nothing to do with the question, by the way. Who was it?
I thought it was the question.
Have you still guys been chewy. In the basement before? If you want to swerve everybody, let me recap to where we were, and then we will get to the fucking question, all right? Hey, gang, I'm a Florida native, and I've only left the state a couple of times. I've never seen snow and have never been in a basement. My question for you guys are, what's up with Rice-A-Roni? Is it really a San Francisco treat? Is it irresponsible of them to claim it as such? Yeah. Is it a staple in the San Franciscan diet? Thanks for helping this Florida boy expand his horizons. Thank you, Kind of Funny Crew.
That's an incredibly good question.
Yeah, it really is.
Incredibly
good
question.
What I'd like to start with. Because, Tim, I need you to know.
Yeah.
Way, 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 way back in 2007.
Uh-huh.
When I got the job at IGN, and everybody, they threw me a goodbye party there in Columbia, Missouri. CJ's, wings, go eat there still. My friends own it now. You know, we had a big old banner that everybody wrote messages on and stuff. And so many references to Rice-A-Roni. Because at least Illinois and in Missouri, I don't know if it's everywhere, but in Illinois and Missouri, Rice-A-Roni, the jingle, Rice-A-Roni, the San Francisco tree, ding, ding. And they ring the bell on the cable car and all that jazz. Mm-hmm. That's what we knew about San Francisco for the most part. Also, the Golden Gate Bridge, obviously. Also,
hills.
These fucking libs. But that's what we knew, right?
Liberators.
You growing up here your entire life, did you ever think, San Francisco, Rice-A-Roni, San Francisco trip, that's a thing that's happening here?
Yeah, it's weird where I grew up with a lot of Rice-A-Roni in my house, but I think it's
really?
It's delicious.
Fantastic.
It's delicious.
Yeah, like utterly fantastic.
What is it exactly?
It's just like pilaf. Really good rice.
We ate a lot of Rice-A-Roni as well. If I'm not mistaken, I could be wrong, but
what's a pilaf?
Andy, as a Latino person, it's not very good rice, is what it is. It's rice mixed with some weird, slightly bigger rice noodle looking things.
It's rice. It's a thing you boil.
And macaroni.
Oh, God, I was going to tell you it's like macaroni and cheese. That won't help you, though. But it's, you get it, you boil the water, you put the rice in, the rice is done, it's absorbed the water, it's fluffy now. Then you take the packet, you open the packet, you dump the packet in, you stir that in, and you get like a...
What kind of seasoning?
Salty. Salty, kind of like a chicken brothy almost seasoning to it. And what would be great
Sounds good. It is pretty delicious.
You know, like a lot of like grains of rice, like you get a brown rice and it kind of falls apart and you're like, I can't get more than two little grains of these rice on my fucking fork before it falls off. You let that get cold, the peel off get cold for a couple seconds. The whole thing is just, it comes out of the tray. You can eat it like a fucking cake. It's so good.
Yeah, when rice aroni gets like,
when it gets
I haven't had the leftover rice aroni in a long time.
I haven't thought about rice aroni in a hot minute.
We're talking damn, these are like all fancy now. Rice aroni's fancy as shit now. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, pasta aroni. Yeah, they have.
Yeah, that's not what we're talking about though. Here we go. Yeah. Like this is what you're
looks like
of.
They sold out, is what I'm seeing.
Oh yeah, totally.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, okay.
You see how it's got
It's a pilaf, it's a rice pilaf.
It looks like fideo. Like,
yeah, it's rice with little bits of fideo in it.
Yeah, okay. Man, those are long ass rice.
Yeah, it's not when you think of fideo.
God, I'm hankering for some rice aroni right now.
Rice aroni was good, man. It tasted like like a chicken brothy kind of soupy, oh, 100%. Salty.
Yeah.
Thing. If you got the chicken one, they got a beef one too.
Oh, that makes sense.
But the thing that's great about it is like that's the meal. It could be. You could add shit on top if you want, but like you could just eat this rice and like you're totally fine. Like it's tasty. There's all things you need.
See, for me, it was always this. Growing up, rice aroni was always a side. It was a staple of like my mom's making chicken breast or she's making
even in Chicago.
Oh yeah, like rice aroni. Yeah, it's a big hit
there.
And
it's the San Francisco.
You know how it is. You know, you're a parent. I'm there now. You're just exhausted. This kid's got to eat something. Dump it out of the box. What do I care?
No, yeah,
mix
for
the
sure.
packet in there. That's what it was. Anyways, back to you though. Yeah. You grew up within your. But did you? Was you were like, oh, this is synonymous with where I live.
There's a weird thing with growing up in San Francisco, which is such an iconic city that has so many things attached to it that like you kind of just take for granted. Where it's like, if you grew up in Anaheim, like, Disneyland's right there. It's like everyone's trying to make money off the San Francisco brand.
Sure, of course, right? Us too.
And like we had the Ghirardelli Square, and we had all these things that like, yeah, you can get them in anywhere or most places, but like. I guess it did originate here, but like how much of an actual SF thing is it versus just they're just using the branding for, because SF has a lot of cool iconography and stuff. So you just slap Golden Gate Bridge on something and it looks cool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. 100%.
I mean, I'm not seeing it now here on these. I actually wouldn't really think this was synonymous with San Francisco looking at the packaging that we're looking at.
I hear
you,
and I think it's because it's very small. So I will point out that the actual logo of Rice Aroni is a cable car thundering towards
us. Oh, that makes sense. Okay, that makes sense.
See, there you
I
go.
See what you're saying.
The San Francisco thundering tree, right there. Soothing light at the end of your tunnel. It's a rice-a-roni coming your way.
Yeah, like what cable cars are such a thing. Yeah. Too. You know what I mean? It's like just an easy, it's easy wins. There's sound effects already. There's a whole vibe. Fournette's the other thing people are always talking about.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
yeah,
it's like
yeah,
the SF thing.
Really quick, I do want to say, I think that the real San Francisco treat is It's It.
It's It.
Yeah.
But like It's It, and I'm speaking out of turn probably, so feel free to correct me, everybody. It's It is a more local thing, right? Like I'd never heard of an It's It out in the Midwest.
Is that the candy place or the...
No, this is the ice cream sandwich place.
Oh, right.
So, they're delicious.
There I love It's It's, but I grew up eating It's It's because it was a California.
So thing. They're down there?
Yeah,
they're,
we used to have It's It's. Like, we'd go to the beach. The It's It was always the ice cream sandwich that I was like, I'm going to get this. It's at the beach. And I immediately regretted it because it was immediately full of sand. Every single fucking
eating at the beach
it
sucks.
It wasn't the It's It.
Kids always like, let's go have a picnic with Ben at the beach.
It sucks. Oh. You were stupid. You put it down for a hot, or like you didn't realize you had sand on your hand, and when you moved it over, you're just eating caked on sand.
I want to say I think you might have been a dumb child. Because, like, I've had It's It's in many places, and I know...
But you guys...
But how much sand
have you had? Pumpkin one? I've never had the pumpkin one.
You guys, also, no, you guys don't go to the beach up here.
Huh?
You guys don't go to the beach up here like
we
used to go to the beach.
We go to the beach all the
time. Bullshit. We used to go to the beach, California. 7 o'clock in the morning, we'd be at the beach. All fucking day. Everyone's burned. There's sand everywhere. You got 18 layers of...
Alec Baldwin's sweaty running.
Everyone's sweating. Mark Wahlberg's here doing comedy for no reason. It's a serious fucking movie.
Tim and I would go to the... Tim, me, and Cool Greg would go to the beach all the time. And we'd often just go to Santa Cruz. Just a weekend trip to Santa Cruz, and we'd have a great fucking time. Sand would go everywhere. Not on my fucking It's It, though, because I'm an adult and I know how to handle it.
I don't believe you guys did the beach like we did the beach.
You and Jen ever think about getting a little tent?
We got it.
Like taking a tent for the beach picnic?
You name it for this kid, all right? Well, I think we're babying him. You know what I mean? When are we going to rough him up?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Get him ready for the real world out there.
Throw him to the wolves.
But no, we got a little beach tent for him for sure.
Let him gut it.
He got the little sun shirt too. You know what I mean? Because he got sunscreen for him, but he's got these like no, but like, he's like, well, go boogie board.
I mean, I'm only bringing up the 10 in order to avoid sand in the food.
Yeah, no, it works.
Oh, okay.
But then I'm sitting on, I'm not in the tent. I'm on the outside.
Oh. And then you bring the sand in the tent.
Well, that's why I meant like a big tent.
Sand everywhere. Like a oh, not like big. Tent. There's a tent for like the baby, you know what I mean?
That baby.
The baby. Exactly.
I meant like a big tent. Like a, like you're almost like, here, this could house a family in here as well. As, well, I mean, you're pretty large in stature, but you know what I mean? Like, eat a little meal in there, a little rice-a-roni in there. San Francisco treat.
It is.
And it sees candy.
All right, here we go.
Another one.
It sees candy, San Francisco?
Yeah.
The big ass factory?
I didn't know they were. I didn't know they originated here. I mean, again, that's another thing I grew up eating, and I loved. We used to have a standalone See's Candy shop in Riverside, California. And you'd go and they dressed in like the See's Candy,
yeah,
like
old woman
candy, like outfits.
I think they still wear those. Right?
And them, that the candy. I don't know, maybe. We used to go and they gave me the free thing, piece of candy. I used to love that. I was like, dude, what a great way to sell me this drug. Give me a little hit first, you know.
It's funny, Andy, bringing up the liquor store with the kids after school. There was a See's Candy near my elementary school, and they had to limit people because every day there would just be a line out the door with these freaking kids trying to get loaded up on the free samples.
That's awesome.
They want that shit.
It never ended.
Glen Ellen opened a bread shop when I was riding my bike to school, and I would stop in there and get bread samples in the morning. They're much like, get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
What are you doing? You're not buying bread at all. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, I mean the bread.
Riding lightning.
Now, also, this is just to close up an open thread. From the
Bob
Patreon
Basements?
Producers, where when I got to Starkzilla, and I was like, something's not right. Somebody wants me to correct their name. This isn't who I thought it was, but this is the person who did want to change their name to their business's name, but then gave us the wrong business name because they changed their business name. So Starkiller should have been Immersion Fragrances. So there you go, everybody.
Okay.
Get back to
me that.
Get back Well, I put it into it was supposed to have been updated on the Patreon thing. It didn't get updated on the Patreon thing. Now it's up to the Patreon thing. So hopefully that's good. We will continue to look. I think that's it. We'll figure it out if that's the person or not. However, I digress. Do you want to know the story? I mean, obviously, San Francisco Treat, how did it happen? It must have started in San Francisco. That's the story. Do you want the long version, Nick?
Sure.
All right, this is from Wikipedia, right? And I'm going to need your...
Can you find out about Paul Schaefer while you're there?
Well, how do I pronounce his name?
Domenico...
Domenico. In 1890, cool Italian-born immigrant Domenico de Domenico, which is dope. I could only hope my name would be Greg de Greg. Are you fucking kidding me? Amazing. Moved to California, where he established a fresh produce store. A successful businessman, he married Maria Ferrigno from Italy. Back home, her family owned a pasta factory, so in 1912, she persuaded him to establish a similar business in the Mission District of San Francisco. The enterprise was... Gragnano Products Incorporated. It delivered pasta to Italian stores and restaurants in the area. De Domenico, right? I got it.
That's what I think so.
Pesky, Vince, Tom, somebody, their sons worked with them. In 1934, Parsky changed the name to the Golden Grain Macaroni Company. Mm-hmm. Tom's wife, Lois, was inspired by the pilaf recipe received from Armenian immigrants to create a dish of rice and macaroni, which she served at a family dinner. In 1958, Vince invented rice-a-roni by adding dry chicken soup mix to rice and macaroni. It was introduced in 1958 in the northwestern United States and went nationwide 4 years later. Because of its origins, it's called the San Francisco Treat. After a trip to Italy in 1964, Vince returned with the idea of noodle-roni parmigiano based on classic noodles Alfredo. As the product line extended with other shapes and sauces, it was renamed from noodle-roni to pasta-roni in 1995. In 1986, Quaker Oats Company purchased the Golden Grain Company from the Domenico family. In 2001, the Quaker Oats Company was purchased by PepsiCo. American Italian Pasta Company bought the Golden Grain brand in 2003, but the sale did not include rice-a-roni, which remained with Quaker Oats and PepsiCo. Rice-a-roni is marketing low-sodium versions of its primary products. The company has marketed a line of products with brown rice.
I think he's trying to play you off.
Greg, Nick wanted me to play you
off. You want a long rice? You want a long rice?
The Peter Steve song. All right.
Still Chewy wanted to know, and now he knows.
I never
heard less about rice-a-roni than when I lived in San Francisco. But also, times have changed.
They have changed. My mom doesn't cook me anymore.
At that point, point, with all of the expansion and all of the new... Like you gotta look inward if you're working there and be like, is
what
this the right
anymore?
Move? What are we? But we're like, such a facsimile.
Like embracer groups
be.
At the end of it's, it.
Yeah, Domenico De Domenico would be rolling over in his grave.
Exactly.
If he saw what
real quick,
done
I just want to say this before I forget. Domenico De Domenico reminds me, Andy. This year you went as Juan Wick for Halloween.
Yeah.
this week, Ana de Armas is starting to shoot the John Wick spinoff, The Ballerina. We haven't seen her outfit yet. Your next Halloween costume, Ana de Armas.
Just watched.
I like that.
Just watched No Time to Die again last weekend.
She's so lovely.
Just reminded of how she just stole that whole movie. Stole the show in that. That sidekick she throws in a heel with an MP7 in her hand. I'm like, fucking badass.
So special.
Get a film. Badass.
What a film. What a everybody.
Got to be honest with you. Long, though.
Oh, it's a long film.
Long movie.
What a long film.
Got to 2 hours and I was like, good, I'm going to take a break now.
Greg, what did you discover?
I'm on ricearoni.com. On the chicken flavor, which I think we'll all agree is the OG.
Standard. It's the goat.
It's got a 3.4 out of 5 stars on their own site. 20 reviews. I'm going to read them. Give me a 1-star review for Rice-A-Roni.
If I'm not mistaken, you used to like pour the grain in, pour water in there, bring it to a boil, and then just let it like sit, and then the water would all seep in. And then you'd open
like
it up.
Like a tea bag or something?
Kind of like that. But instead, you know, in tea bag, we put the tea bag in and there's still water afterward. Imagine if you put the tea bag in and the tea bag just expanded into rice that tasted like chicken broth, like really salty chicken broth. And my mom used to just pull up the pot top and you get that. And the whole kitchen would just smell like salty chicken broth. And this shit is not good for you. Mm-hmm. It's just carb after carb after carb. And I would eat the whole
thing. Yes.
I would eat the whole thing, man. Dude. And it was also one of those things, like Greg probably knows this. I'm like, I love cold pasta. I love it.
Yeah.
Coming home, if there was any of that in the fridge, that was
cold
gone.
Rice-A-Roni, yeah. Because when it congeals, into like it's clumps. It's
You can eat it with your hand.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like popcorn.
It's good.
I don't know. It's a bad
word. You feel really bad if you're like, I was like 8 years old.
And
not
you knew
shit
back then
about what the fuck I was eating. Yeah. And even then I was like, oh, I shouldn't put
As an 8-year-old, you were like, Mortal Kombat, great movie.
Yeah.
This rice bad.
Yeah, exactly. Like
you were smart enough to know that. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, man, it is not looking these are stinging reviews, right? This is Maharaja from Del Mar, California, 3 months ago. One star. Her title, Less Rice.
D. Domenico would Holy be rolling crap. In his grave.
Bought a couple new boxes of Rice-A-Roni after we ran out of our pandemic stash and went to make it, and there was hardly any rice compared to before. We have a large skillet. We make it, and after dumping it in, it was piddly amount. After cooking it, didn't even fill the pan as it usually does. What a ripoff. Looked at the box, and it says 4.3 ounces when it used to be 7 ounces. This would normally feed a family of 3, but there is only enough for one person now. You guys are a joke. You have lost a customer, and I'm spreading the word on social media of your new ripoff product. You have lost a family that buys your product.
What are the odds that this person needed their son and or daughter to help them log into the internet to leave this comment?
I'll be honest with you, in the live chat,
there's
Greg
no
says,
doubt that's like a 60-year-old writing that.
Greg
too
says
much
that's
rice,
called
not enough roni.
That's a real thing that's happening right now. A lot of companies are doing that. They're pulling Trader Joe's. I used to love the turkey jerky at Trader Joe's. It's overpriced, but I'm like, I'll treat myself to a pack of turkey jerky. I bought it, open it up. It's 3 pieces of turkey jerky now,
and
they subtly like changed it from being like 8 ounces to like 4 ounces. Same price though.
Yeah,
but
of course.
It's the problem, and so it's like it is an issue right now. As a lot of people are trying to get those profits back, and it's they're shrinking everything around. A lot of shrinkage, Andy. That's what that means.
A lot of shrinkage.
That's what that term is used for.
I don't know if it is. Andy, since you were so quick to turn on me and play me off, I'll give you a food question. How about that, all right?
Sure.
Ryan Mayberry writes in to kindoffunny.com/KFpodcast, just like you can, and says, what is better, clear your mind.
What is love?
Bread or tortillas?
Oof, shit. That's tough.
Fuck.
No, wait, where am I at? Am I at Cheesecake Factory?
I'm going to make it even worse for you, all right?
Yeah.
Because he doesn't stop there. I was hoping he would clear his head and answer Ryan's questions, but he didn't.
Okay.
As a follow-up, would you rather live in a world with no bread or no tortillas?
I'd go with no tortillas.
And you don't even like sandwiches.
You're such a piece of shit.
But wow. I'm thinking pizza. I'm thinking burgers.
Mm-hmm.
PB&J.
PB's and J's.
Sandwich.
Bread.
Crusty bread.
Just
dip
bread
in
general.
Yeah, like bread that you get at a restaurant.
You've clam chowder bowl and
thinking
bread
about, bowl. God damn. Bread sticks.
Baguette.
Sticks.
Holy
How
shit.
You can't
Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Is non-safe?
I think that's a kind of bread.
Tortilla.
No.
I'm calling it. That's like a tortilla.
I feel like by definition,
I'm Googling
it's more
not
bread-like.
Right now, and it's not. It's a flatbread.
If
it's a bread.
It's
bread's
a,
in the name.
It's like unleavened.
Like tortilla doesn't count as a flatbread? I know it's a dumb question.
It's unleavened. It's
here's
unleavened.
The thing is that, again, the genie has showed up in front of us. He's not even a genie. There's no three wishes, no don't fuck me. He's just saying, hey,
yeah,
you got to pick.
Hey.
And so, like, all right, a tortilla is a thin, circular, unleavened flatbread.
So it is a bread as well. Just put
it's a flatbread, yeah. But, I again, this is...
You rub a magic lamp, the genie comes out. You're like, oh, what am I going to get?
He's like, I'm taking stuff away.
Choose one.
Choose one. That sucks. Like, fuck, this is a wrong lamp I rubbed.
Yeah.
You know, see, go back in.
You're like, demon, go away.
Give me something. I'll take something away. Yeah. For the sake of argument, to even make this a competition, yeah, you've got to give some more shit to the tortilla to have a chance. Because if you're counting bread and pizza, it's like, all right. And
see,
burgers
and
all that.
Exactly.
Like,
that's the problem. Where I think I sit there and I think of a loaf of bread, right? Yeah. And versus a tortilla, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, then it is a race. Mm-hmm. I think maybe if we limited that, you have a chance. But it is that thing of like, if you even give me the fraction of a chance that pizza is included in this, then I gotta make sure pizza exists.
Yeah.
I can't.
What if it's just sliced bread?
Just sliced. Okay, so now we're talking about sliced bread.
Oh, that's easy as fuck. Get rid of sliced bread for me.
Andy, I think that the thing that really freaks me out is the peanut butter and jelly. Because, like, I'm thinking of what other medium
you can put
I
it on a tortilla.
Eat. No.
Try it.
No.
It roll
I
it
have,
up?
I have. It's really good.
PB&J roll up?
I used to take wheat tortillas.
No, wheat tortilla. I'm
peanut
out of
butter, grape or strawberry jelly. Roll it up. Boom.
Wow.
And you know what it is? It's like a dessert burrito.
Hell yeah.
Could I have an uncrustable? It's not sliced bread.
No, it's sliced bread.
No, it's not.
That's sliced bread, dude.
They just jam it together.
No, it's like a fucking.
It's debatably a tortilla. Like a pita pocket. It might be a tortilla.
No, guys, it's sliced bread. You can buy kits to smush it and make it.
Well, yeah, that's how you make it at home.
Yeah.
When the machine at the Uncrustables factory is doing it, I don't think they're throwing away they're taking a piece of bread.
But like it's meant to just be sliced bread. It's not like
I like when Kevin gets fired up about the specific topic.
But it's meant to be doesn't mean it is.
I'm just saying it's not an empanada. It's different bread material. An empanada is the closest thing to it, right? Andy, you can back me up in this. Shape-wise, empanada is the closest.
An Uncrustable closer to a PB&J, or no, I don't even want to put that, to a sandwich or to an empanada. It's an empanada.
Empanada.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you feel like it's enclosed. Okay, there's an enclosure.
Yeah.
Is calzone also an empanada?
Yeah. Yes. It's an Italian empanada. And for once, Kevin, I wish my people would have the fucking balls to just say it. They don't say it. Just call it Italian empanada.
I don't have the Twitter login.
And that's it.
Yeah.
You want me to put it up?
Yeah.
This is rough for me because, like, I am a tortilla enthusiast in a way that I haven't seen many people be. Like, Nick has seen me do this many times.
Yeah.
How do I eat a burrito?
Oh, that's a tough
question. You kind of, like, unhinge your jaw and just take it.
Did you see that kid with the biggest mouth?
No.
For 9 a.m.
I'll find this video for you.
Monday through Friday, Eastern Standard Time.
I don't know. I haven't seen you eat a burrito in a while.
At the end, he gets all the stuff off, and he eats just the tortilla.
So the answer is I don't eat that much. So normally a burrito is way too much food for me. So I'll eat half of the burrito, but I still want some more. But my favorite part is the tortilla. Specifically, it's been sitting in all that juices. Everything's been in there. I'll turn up the second half, and I'll kind of pour out all the insides, which are usually people's favorite part. Mm-hmm. And then I'll just chomp down and eat the rest of the tortilla.
You know,
and I've never seen someone not judge me for that. Every single time, be like, you're a fucking monster. And I'm like, I'm a tortilla enthusiast. What the hell can I tell you?
I'm not going to judge you for this, and I'll tell you why.
You have, many What's times.
Yeah, I'm not going to judge you right now for this, and I'll tell you why. Because I can't deny the fact that the last bite of the tortilla is the best bite of the entire burrito.
Yes.
And it's because all the juice and all the grease and fats and cheeses and salsas and avocado and all that, it's congealed into that bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get it right and if you eat it at the right time, it's not soggy. It's still a little crispy maybe, but it's got a little sogginess in the middle. It's the best thing on the planet. If we could just sell the butt of the burrito.
Burrito butts.
That's what keeps me. That's what. Oh, that's why.
Fuck you, Andy.
Yeah, that's how I always end up eating too much of the burrito. Is I want to. I should throw away half the burrito at any point, but the burrito butt is so good.
It's so good.
That I keep going,
is that
I
like the drumsticks? Like the end of the drumstick?
Yeah, dude, it's good.
I'm trying to finesse this poll here to make sure I'm representing whatever I'm supposed to be polling, right? Which is an Uncrustable more like?
Yeah.
And then an empanada or sliced bread, those are the choices we're putting in here?
We were saying, yeah, well,
empanada or PBJ. Well, I don't know. That's
or
good.
Sandwich is the thing. Sandwich. Is it more like an empanada or a sandwich?
Okay.
Kevin, can you bring up the assets link that I sent earlier?
Yeah, sure.
Man, burrito.
I was scrolling TikTok.
$1 million idea. Like, this make me
I was scrolling TikTok. I saw the person with the biggest mouth in the world, the biggest mouth gape.
Like, what I'm thinking is we make small
like square.
Look at that mouth gape.
That's some Attack on Titan shit.
This is straight up Attack on Titans. Keep scrolling.
But at the same time, I'm not that impressed. Oh, take it back. I'm oh, that's a mouth, everybody.
He can swallow a baby. Looks like he's giving birth to a baby. That is.
He can fit a whole apple vertically, dude.
This kid. That is incredible.
Wow.
Or two lemons.
That Damn. Looks like it's Photoshopped. What That's wild, man.
You got an award.
Don't take that award. Do not hang that award.
It's like when a snake unhinges its jaw. I love like, it. Swallows.
All right, this goat. Is like a whole subculture of human beings.
Greg, quick question for you.
Yeah.
Is Benji old enough for me to buy him something like this?
Ooh.
Well, he's not old enough to. Do I control it?
You can control it.
Oh, then yeah, get him this. Get him this. Yeah.
It also has foot pedals. So
this can be here. It can live here, and we can just bring him here to put it in. Yeah.
Where did this come from?
If you're an audio listener, it's a Jeep. It's like a Power Wheel Jeep.
This baby can put an apple in his mouth.
All right, so the tweet is up, and that's great. The poll's happening.
You can put the truck in there.
Are you guys aware of Uncrustable Bites?
What?
Oh shit.
You might
oh,
be wondering shit. What are Uncrustable Bites? They're another easy lunchbox-ready option filled with meat and cheese.
Oh,
just thaw them and eat them. Easy, right?
No, that's a fucking...
You got uncured ham and cheddar bites and turkey and Colby Jack bites.
Look.
No.
Get that shit out of my face,
I would try it. But the idea of what that sounds like, which is just PB&J and little tiny bite-sized things, that sounds fantastic.
If the they don't do those.
If the Uncrustable CEO walked up to me and said, here's some Uncrustables and some Uncrustables bites, I would throw the Uncrustables bites at his face, at their face. Could be a woman, Andy. Now, come on.
Now, here's the thing.
Notice, oh, those look awful, dude.
Notice the
they look
bread,
like empanadas.
Notice the bread is different.
Yeah.
I think that for something like this, you need something more structured.
That's like a cornbread. Like a
you're
corn-ish.
Moving away from, like, the bread design.
I'm not bringing this into the argument. Don't worry, Kev.
But I'm saying this furthers my point of, like, yeah, you couldn't use just normal bread because it's too weak. It wouldn't be able to hold.
Right now, the early poll results have empanada leading with 59% of the vote.
Eat dumb. That cheese.
However, I do like there's something crazy happening in the responses that I appreciate. Jack the Third says, I'm pretty sure it's a ravioli, to which Cyberbones also on his own replies, ravioli. And I'm like, oh,
Dylan, yeah. Right. Dylan's on it. Crack. I do like your appreciation for it as if like, you set up an ant colony and you're like, it's crazy what's happening now that I killed the queen. Like, look what's happening in this society.
Where is this poll?
Twitter.com/GameOverGreggy.
We should buy the taco bite one. It looks pretty.
I don't even know what that gross that.
Those remind me of pork buns.
Yeah.
You ever get a pork bun?
Yeah, I do get a pork bun here and there.
You ever get those sweet and spicy pork buns?
You just flipped me off a little while ago.
He made his point. We were bringing over there,
which I don't even know why. We just said something in sync, and then it was like there was an energy. You said something. It was like,
it needed to go from this, and it needed to radiate that way.
Yeah, for audio listeners, earlier when Nick and Tim were really excited, Nick just flipped me the bird for no reason, as if like he was like, "Eat that shit!" Like, yeah, I fucking got
we both
you.
Said burrito butts.
Oh, burrito butts.
When you're that in line, what are you going to do? When you're that so good, what can you do about it? You know what I mean? You got to go for it.
Cranks, oh, my bro. God.
Andy getting bullied by Mike and Nick. Getting bullied by everybody on the show.
Not me.
Well, I guess I just did.
If we're going to be honest.
Andy, I've been supportive all day. I want
thank
you,
Kevin. Thank
Kevin's
you.
Kevin's on your side.
Thank you.
Kevin's you should try a pork bun once. You're probably not going to like it.
Wait, have you not had a pork bun?
Are you saying this in my defense? You should try a pork bun. Yes. Is that what you just
yes.
said?
I think that's what we've learned from this. Say yes to the pork
buns. Pork buns are delicious.
I mean,
you've had a pork bun, right?
I don't even know where this is coming from, to be honest with you.
When I looked at those little pockets of love, the meat pockets that we just looked at, the Uncrustable meat pockets.
Sure.
Meatballs, whatever the fuck they were called.
Nailed it.
They looked a lot like a pork bun. And I said, Greg, they remind me of pork buns. And Greg said, of course I have a pork bun. I'm an adult, adult human male.
Yeah, sure.
Who's eaten things. And then I go, I bet Andy hasn't. And I go, Andy, have you had a pork bun? And you said, no. And I said, you should have a pork bun. You're going to hate it.
Oh, I didn't think I've ever said what?
Pork buns are
okay,
so
you said a lot with your
have
eyes.
Have you had a pork bun?
You said a lot with your eyes.
I don't believe so.
Can you click on the picture far left there of the pork bun, the white pork bun, like really pasty white pork bun with the...
No, but like don't get the steamed ones. You got to get the oven.
You got to get the steamed ones.
No, the oven ones.
Is this what Goku eats?
Yes.
Yeah.
These are the ones I'm thinking right here. To down. Yeah, those right there. Yeah. Those are I
delicious.
Love those.
Wait,
delicious.
Nick, have you not dabbled in the oven ones?
Yeah, I've had the oven ones before.
And you prefer the steamed?
The oven like the ones look ones way better than this.
For whatever reason, I like the plasticky,
for whatever reason,
kind of weird, chewy that texture.
Yeah. God, and wearing you know, your fucking like, socks like, in bed.
No matter when you get them, Tim.
Yeah.
They're ice cold. No matter when you
what
get
them. What is wrong
them,
with you?
They're just kind of gross, this? And I like them a
never,
lot.
Never, no.
So dude, both Andy, them, you're like blocks away from an excellent place.
I mean, you're
to
in
get
San Francisco.
These.
Both iterations I am a mega fan of, but like, I am definitely a bigger fan of the ones Kev has pulled up now.
I mean, looking at them objectively.
I mean, the golden brown looks so
they look
amazing.
Way, it's so good.
These look way better. But I got to say, if you put both in front of me right now, that first one I'm going for is that cold, clammy ass.
Yeah, here we go.
Maybe it's been cooked. Maybe it's not all the way through. And then you get to the middle of it. It's so good.
The thing on the right looked like a fucking gem or something.
It looks like a before and after picture, but...
So somebody sat on that
these
first one.
These are the same
so
things.
Good.
The one on the top is just steamed.
Yeah.
And then the one
the one on the top is not ripe yet.
Like, it's meat. It's meat.
I know. But like,
it's pork.
No, but like they're
it looks like they're picked out of nature. Like, oh, these aren't ready.
Throw it back. We'll come back to that tree in 6 months.
They have a different texture. It's definitely more an adventure. But like, what?
Look, Kev. Look, you're so right about this because I love these things because I'm a huge fan of both of them, and I love how they're the same thing. They're just cooked a little bit differently, and then they totally different experiences.
Totally different experience.
Like, and I love that. Sometimes I eat both. Why the fuck not?
Mike just had his first one recently, but he got and this kind of threw me off.
Is this gonna make me mad? Is this story gonna make me mad?
No, I don't think so. He got chicken instead of the beef. Mm-hmm. I think they were running out of beef, and he gave the beef one to his roommate, and he tried the chicken one, which obviously is the lesser, and I think he liked it okay. I've never had a chicken one of these. Have you?
Yeah.
Really?
I've had chicken
dumps all day, baby. Yeah.
No, I mean, like, I've had chicken sumai, and I'm like, that's great. I'll eat those all day.
No, I do. I think if you, Kevin, you see the one over there, the steamed barbecue pork bun that's like the little taco. I am a big fan of those guys.
I don't like those.
Oh, that's different.
No.
I know it's different. I'm just, but they're on there and we're talking about it. You put a short rib in there, that's usually what's happening.
That's really good.
The bun to meat ratio is off. And honestly, if I'm being honest, it's lazy.
No, but
that's
the bun's
so
like
easy
sweet.
To make here.
Look how cute that is.
If I see this at a party, I'm eating like the innards and like get that Jesus. Shit on the outside out.
It looks like a mouth.
It's fun. Like you should try it.
It's fun.
He's not wrong. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Kinda Funny Podcast. Each and every week, four, sometimes five best friends gather around this table. Each coming to talk about whatever it is they want to talk about. If you're wondering about the poll, ladies
and
gentlemen.
Over him. It's
hard.
It's pretty much over, ladies and gentlemen. Empanada has 60.9% of the vote.
Yeah, we're right.
That's how you got it. That's it. You know what I mean?
Of your life.
Uncrustables are more like empanadas than they are sandwiches.
Nada.
If you didn't know, everybody, we come to each and every week. BS about whatever it is we want to BS around. You go to patreon.com/kindoffunny. You can BS with us. You can be in the chat right now like Danny is, like Cody is, like Matt is, like Mr. Hawks is. Of course, on Patreon, you can support us. You can get shirts. You can get posters. But most importantly, you can get each and every episode of the Kind of Funny podcast ad-free. And of course, you can get 38 episodes of bonus content, exclusive shows each and every month. If you have no bucks tossed our way, it's no big deal. YouTube.com/kindoffunny. And of course, podcast services around the globe each and every week. For a brand new episode. Remember, we are going to go see Wakanda Forever tonight. You are going to get an in-review on Friday on patreon.com/kindoffunny. Later on Monday for youtube.com/kindoffunny and podcast services around the globe. But for now...
But before that, on Tuesday, there will be a screencast spoiler-free review of Black Panther Wakanda Forever. Or Wakanda Forever Black Panther. I don't know how they're saying it.
I think it's Black Panther Wakanda.
Kevin, give me the three. Me and Andy won't be on that, so don't watch it. And of course, there was something else, shit, that I got thrown off that I wanted to promote there in the thing that I was going to say about our stuff that we do in the thing, but it's gone now. Whatever.
Oh, God.
You know where to get the shows and shit. Go
watch
them. You know? Fuck. Fuck!
And buy our new burrito butts.
Burrito butts.
Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, it's been our pleasure to serve you.
Burrito butts. Fuck.